I love that picture.
It's a marvellous ship. The way she seems to be sailing straight towards you. Perfect.
Her prow gilded and shaped like the head of a dragon.
Yes, with its jaws wide open.
And that lantern hanging from just beneath its chin.
And the other one at the back of the ship, swinging from the end of its twisted tail.
And have you noticed, Edmund? There, where the golden wings end. Her sides are the most beautiful green.
And that great mast towering up into the sky.
And the way the winds are filling out the huge purple sail, driving her through the sea.
You know, Lucy, you can almost see how far she's running.
I wonder what she's called.
I wonder where she's sailing to.
The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Dramatized by Brian Sibley. The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
It's a hideous picture.
Eustace, it's not.
Well, Alberta says it is. She'd have liked to have got rid of it, but it was a wedding present to her and Harold, so she can't. That's why it's hanging up here in the spare room.
Why do you call your parents Alberta and Harold?
Because, Edmund, that's their names.
Yes, I know. They are our aunt and uncle, but we call our parents mother and father.
Aren't you Pevensey kids old-fashioned?
No, we're not. And we're not kids, either. We're both older than you.
There's no need to get upset, Lucy.
Well, then don't try bossing and bullying us, Eustace Scrub.
You obviously don't enjoy being here. I'm surprised you didn't go to America with your parents.
We couldn't. Father's working.